Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fraud department?
Yes.
All right. And what's your first and last name?
Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A. Rogers, R-O-G as in girl, E-R-S.
One second. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
432 West Main Street, Apartment 3, Ravenna, Ohio, 44266.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so I have an account. Ma'am?
Huh?
What was that you said?
Thank you for helping me.
You are definitely welcome. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out through Byte Tubbs. So you're saying that you never received a email to take a survey to pick out a mixer?
I didn't even check my email. What I did was I paid my Cricket phone, and I got on my debit card app, and that's when I found out about it.
Oh, I thought about the charge.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, usually you'll take a survey and you're showing a mixer was picked out, and then you pay. They'll say you can pay the shipping, but they automatically enroll you into a meal planning subscription, which is Byte Tubbs, and it's $59.89 a month.
No,
what's a meal tub?
The meal plan is an app that you download on your phone to track foods and calories that you're eating.
No, I didn't know. I was on Facebook Marketplace looking, but that was it. That's the only other thing I did today. I didn't purchase anything or nothing.
Oh, okay. No, you're fine. So you just contacted us whenever you saw the charge?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I called my debit card creditor and told them about it, and they said there's nothing they could do until the payment's been processed. And for me to find out who you guys were and to contact you guys and see if it could be resolved before they canceled my card.
That's fine. All right, so we'll go ahead and file the fraud for you. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Correct. No one did.
All right. Give me one second. One second, I'm almost done.
Okay. Well, I'm in no hurry on this situation.
Okay.
See, I'm on disability, so I get a check once a month, and I'm on a very strict money limit.
Oh, I definitely understand that.
And when I seen this charge, it floored me.
So we did go ahead and get that refunded due to fraud. Allow it 3 to 5 business days to reflect on your account. And then if you don't see it, you can call us back at this number.
Okay, thank you so
much. What email was that from? Are you still there?
Are you still there, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what email it came from? Can you tell me that information?
What's your email address?
My email is wolf eyes with a Z at the end, 264@gmail.com.
Yes, that's what we have down.
Came from my email.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I'm going to be doing some changing then.
Yes, ma'am.
So I guess I've been hacked?
Probably so, yeah. If you haven't did it, then probably so.
Oh, my God.
Do we need to do anything else, ma'am?
No, that's it. Just wait on the refund. That's all you need.
Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Thank you, sweetheart. We really appreciate your time and your help today. You have a fantastic weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great weekend as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.